Okay, we're going through the book of Acts.
کتاب اعمال رسولان رو می‌خونیم.
هفته
پیش در اعمال رسولان فصل 4 تموم کردیم.
Joseph.
و در مورد مردی صحبت کردیم به نام یوسف نام.
Was a very generous man.
که یک مردی دست
دهنده بود. Let's see the last two verses of chapter 4.
آخر فصل 4 رو
for the context we're going to go into in chapter 5.
ادامه اون داستان هست.
Acts 4:36 and 37.
4:36 و 37.
And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
و یوشا که رسولان او را بارنابا یعنی فرزند تسلی قد دادند، مردی از قبیله لاوی از اهالی قبرس، زمینی را داشت، فروخته قیمت آن را آورد و پیش پای رسولان گذاردند.
Yeah, so Joseph had lands.
یوسف زمین داشت.
And he sold lands.
فروخت زمین.
Gave the revenue.
هر چی از پول زمین در آورد داد.
For the help with those who needed.
کمک نیازمندان.
He laid it at the apostles' feet. And he was known to be generous because he was given even a nickname, Barnabas, which kind of means lifting other people up with his generosity. And this was not a tithe, this was not something that was commanded by the law. This was a free will offering. He just wanted to do that. Now, we go to chapter 5, where we have another man with his wife who sold land. Read verses 1 and 2 from chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold the possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet.
اما شخصی حنانیا نام با همسرش سفیره ملکی را فروخته. بخشی از قیمت آن را با آگاهی زن خود نگه داشت و بخشی از آن را آورد پیش پای رسولان نهاد.
Yeah, sounds very similar to what we just said before with Joseph.
میاد با داستان یوسف یکی میاد.
But it says here they didn't give everything they sold the land for. The holding part back. Now, at first part, it sounds still pretty okay. Oh, these are some generous disciples of Christ. And it sounds like, oh, these people just want to help those who are in need. They are bringing it to the apostles. So it can be put to good use. But that's not actually what's going on. Read on in verse 3. But Peter said, Ananias, why had Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land?
آنگاه پتروس گفت ای هنانیا چرا شیطان دل تو را پر ساخته تا روح القدس را فریب دهی و مقداری از قیمت زمین را نگه داری؟
Yeah, so Ananias comes in with his bag of money and
پول میاد.
Puts it in front of the apostles.
رسولان,
and Peter says,
Petrus میگه,
says, why did you do this?
چرا?
Why did you let Satan fill
چرا?
Your heart?
اجازه دادی شیطان قلبتو پر کنه?
Why did you let him چرا? Influence?
اجازه دادی شیطان تصمیم بگیره?
Yeah? And lie against the Holy Ghost.
روح بگه بر ضد روح القدس.
Now, what is the issue here?
مشکل اصلی چیه?
Now, what he said he received for the land,
دروغ گفت.
And what he had given,
که زمین گرفته و داده,
but he had given to the apostles,
و به رسولان داده,
that was a different price than he actually had received for the land.
متفاوت‌تر از اون قیمتی بوده که زمین رو فروخته.
Now you might even say, what is the problem?
خب مشکل چیه؟ همش نداده، یه مقدارش داده.
Did he have to give it all?
باید همش رو میداد.
Now the answer is no, but let's read on.
نه باید همش رو میداد. اما آیه 4 رو بخونیم.
While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God.
آنگاه پتروس گفت: ای هنانیا، چرا شیطان در رپورتاف آیا 4 ببخشید. آیا چون داشتی از آن تو نبود؟ چون فروخته شد در اختیار تو نبود؟ چرا این رو در دل خود نهادی و به انسان دروغ نگفتی بلکه به خود؟
He didn't have to give anything.
اصلا اجباری نداشتی بدی. همش مال خودت بود.
And if you had sold the land and you would kept the money, it would be fine.
اگه زمین تو میفروختی و همش میذاشتی تو جیب خودت هم مشکلی نداشتی.
And if you would decided to give part,
اگه تصمیم میگرفتی نصفشو بدی به کلیسا، بازم مشکلی
نداشتی. And then not say it was the whole, it would be fine too.
اگه میگفتی زمین فروختم اینقدر نصفشو دارم میدم به کلیسا، بازم مشکلی نداشتی.
He lied.
موضوع دروغ گفتن.
Yeah, making it look like
به نظر تظاهر کرد که همه رو داد. اما
Yeah, because he wanted the fame.
میخواست شهرت به دست
بیاره. He wanted people to look at him.
مردم بهش نگاه کنن و نام
خودش رو جلال بده. Like Joseph.
همونجوری که یوسف قدرت پیدا کرد.
He wanted to enjoy the honor and respect.
میخواد افتخار مردم و احترام مردم رو به دست بیاره. Yet
he didn't want to make the sacrifice.
اما حاضر نبوده قربانی
کنه. Was a wrong motivation involved.
از زندگی خودش و آرامش خودش بگذره.
Now before we go on, notice something that it says in verse 3.
آیه 3 ببینیم چی میگه بهمون.
Who is he lying to according to verse 3?
به کی دروغ میگه طبق آیه 3؟
He was lying to the Holy Spirit.
به روح خداوند.
In verse 4.
آیه 4
میگه Who is he lying to?
به کی دروغ گفتی؟ به هیکل به خدا.
He is lying unto God.
به خدا.
Yeah, and I just mention it because this is one of the verses that shows you that the Holy Spirit is God.
Yeah.
God is three in one.
Yeah.
God eternally exists
in
three different persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Yeah. All equally God,
yeah.
Being one God. Now read on verse 5 and 6. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him.
هنانیا چون این سخنان را شنید افتاده جان بداد و ترسی شدید بر همه شنوندگان این چیزها مستولی گشت. آنگاه جوانان برخواسته او را کفن کردند، بیرون برده دفن نمودند.
Now our first response is when we hear it, it's like, whoa.
اولین چیزی میگیم وای.
God killed him.
خدا کشتش.
Now answer yes, God actually killed him.
خدا کشتش.
Yeah, he took him out.
خداوند پاکش کرد از زمین.
God did actually a miracle here.
خداوند یه معجزه کرد.
Because it was supernaturally.
مافوق طبیعی از بین
برد. Supernaturally took his life because of the sin he had committed. Yeah, of course, this is negative in our feeling, but
it
is still a sign.
Yeah,
a sign done through the apostles. And it would authenticate, as we will see, who the apostles were and their message. Yeah, because when the people looked at this, they had fear. Yeah. Now there are some people that will say, "Oh, the God of the Old Testament was a little bit gnarly, a little bit angry, a little bit judging." But then the God of the New Testament is much nicer and more loving. Now, of course, this is a stupid remark because God does not change.
Yeah.
Malachi 3 verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not; therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Malachi 3 verse 6.
که من خداوند هستم تغییر نمی کنم از همین روز که شما ای فرزندان یعقوب هلاک نشده اید.
God does not change.
من خداوندم
yeah.
و تغییر نمی کنم.
Go to Hebrews 13
فصل 13
verse 8.
آیه 8.
Where it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever.
Hebrews 1.
Hebrews 13 verse 8.
13 آیه 8. عیسی مسیح دیروز و امروز و تا ابد همان.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, who of course is God.
عیسی مسیح خداوند.
He is always the same. He doesn't change.
همین بوده و تغییر
نکرده. Yeah, the truth is that God is loving.
همین که خدا محبته.
In the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق هم محبت.
You can find numerous scriptures that talks about God's loving kindness, His mercy,
فیض خداوند. حکمت خداوند.
We see the same in the New Testament.
در عهد جدیدم همین رو می‌بینیم.
Yeah, God is loving.
خداوند محبت
داره. Romans 5:8. But God commanded his love towards us in that while we yet sinners Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
اما خدا محبت خود را در ما ثابت می‌کند از اینکه هنگامی که ما هنوز گناهکار بودیم مسیح در راه ما مرد.
Yeah, God is love.
خدا محبته.
And God has always been love.
و خداوند همیشه محبت بوده.
But then also, That's not the only characteristic of God. God passes judgment. He's a God of wrath as well. And he was this in the Old Testament. Just as much in the New Testament.
Yeah,
when people say things like, oh, in the New Testament God is only loving, I'm always thinking like, didn't you read Revelations? That's one of the gnarliest books in the Bible. God pouring out his wrath. And of course, here we have the example of Ananias. Yeah, God killed him because he's lying. Yeah? And of course, in the Old Testament, we have examples like that. Achan, yeah, sinned against God and he got killed.
Achan.
He stole from the spoil. He was not supposed to take things. He got singled out by God and then he got stoned. Now, you might think, does God kill when we lie?
Now,
and luckily, he doesn't kill everybody who lies. Because we probably all be dead. Yeah. But we see here that God sets an example with Ananias.
Yeah.
And it's for us a reminder that we are to take God seriously. That we are to have a certain reverence for God. Yeah? That we should not misuse the things of God or use them for our own motivations. Like lying over a free will offering.
دروغ بگیم از اون هدیه که خود دست خودمون بده چه بدیم چه ندیم چرا دروغ بگیم که خودم رو بزرگتر و عظیمتر کنم در نگاه مردم از اونی که هستم.
Yeah, so Ananias is dead.
هنانیا مرد.
Now read on, verse 7.
ادامه بدین آیه 7.
And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, for so much.
و حدود 3 ساعت گذشت همسرش بی اطلاع از ماجرا وارد شد. پتروس بدو گفت مرا بگو که آیا زمین را به همین قیمت فروختی؟ گفت بلی به همین.
Yeah, so why does Sapphira end up 3 hours later in church?
چرا
If you're married, you have daughters, you understand this.
3 ساعت دیرتر از شوهرش وارد کلیسا میشه. اگه ازدواج کردی اینو دختر داری
میفهمی
که چرا 3 ساعت طول کشید به کلیسا برسه. بیشتر زمان میبره تا برسه.
But she answered there, doesn't know what went on.
Yeah.
We already know that she knew what they had done. And Peter basically gives her a chance to be truthful.
Yeah.
What's the amount that you sold the land for? Was it this? And she lied as well.
Yeah.
She knew the actual amount and she chose to lie. Now read verses 9 to 11. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young man came in and found her dead and carrying her forth buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things.
پتروس به وی گفت برای چه موافق شدی تا روح خدا را امتحان کنی؟ اینک پاهای آنان را که شوهرت را دفن کردند بر آستانه در است و تو را هم بیرون خواهند برد. دادم پیش پاهای او افتاد، جان بداد و جوانان داخل شده او را مرده پس بیرون برده کنار شوهرش دفن کردن.
Yeah,
ترسی شدید تمام کلیسا و همه آنانی که این را شنیدند فرو گرفت.
Yeah, as if one person was enough as an example.
یکی
here's a second one.
نبود نمونش. خدا دوتاشون رو در جا گذاشت.
And notice that Peter basically declares that she is going to drop dead.
پتروس میگه قراره تو هم بمیری.
And then it happens. Yeah. The feet of them which have buried their husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. And then she dies. Yeah. God even used Peter to pass judgment.
Yeah.
That's a sign, even though it's a negative one, but that's a sign.
یک نمونه و شهادتی بود از خداوند که از طریق
پتروس. Great fear came upon all the church.
ترس عظیمی کل کلیسا در بر گرفت.
As many has heard these things.
و هر که اون رو شنیدن ترسیدن.
Yeah, so what was the result?
نتیجه چی بود؟
God basically giving this sign.
خداوند نمونه داد به همه ما.
That was people taking God more seriously.
خدا رو جدی‌تر
گرفتن. Reverence.
احترام گذاشتن به خدا.
People listening to what the apostles had to say more accurately because
they knew they were speaking for God.
Yeah, God was behind the message that they were bringing. Yeah, Proverbs 9:10. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. Yeah, so the fear of God is not a bad thing. It says here, it's the beginning of wisdom. Yeah, when we fear God, that's going to make us wise.
Now,
do we have to be scared of God?
Now,
if you're living in sin, you should have a healthy fear for God.
Yeah,
like a child should have a healthy fear of a father that would punish the child if it misbehaves. Yeah, that fear actually would help the child not to do certain bad things. Yeah, we need to realize that as God's children, God can bring correction to our lives. Yeah, even by allowing bad things to happen to our life, just to draw our attention.
Yeah,
to the point that he even takes our life and may ever use the set an example for others not to follow. Yeah? If you are willfully living in sin at this point in time, this passage should put fear in your heart.
Yeah?
It should drive you to deal with the sin in your life. And you should do this before God starts correcting you. Or maybe he's already correcting you and you're ignoring it. God can take away the protection of your life. God can let things happen. Go to 1 John. 1 John 5, 16 and 17. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not unto death.
16 and 17. اگر کسی برادر خود را بیند که گناهی که منتهی به مرگ نباشد میکند دعا بکند او را حیات خواهد بخشید و هر که گناهی منتهی به مرگ نکرده باشد گناهی منتهی به مرگ است برای آن که نمیگویم که دعا باید کرد هر ناراستی گناه است ولی گناهی هست که منتهی به مرگ نیست.
Christians can stray away from God. They can backslide. Yeah? Even to a point that God says, hey, I'm done with you. I'm taking you home early. Yeah? You do more harm to my kingdom. Yeah? On this earth than you do good. Now, of course, they still go to heaven because they're children of God. But God might take him out. Now, sometimes people can be thrown out of a church. Yeah, because not willing to repent from certain sins.
Yeah.
Like the sins that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 5. For what reason? For the destruction of the flesh by Satan. So their flesh can be destroyed. Now, with the purpose that they change, that they repent of their sins, they get right with God. But some won't do that. And they might end up God taking them home early.
Yeah?
Don't become an example. Yeah, like Ananias and Sapphira. Yeah, they experience the chastisement of the Lord.
خدا ترسی و در حقیقت کتک خدا رو لمس کرد.
Yeah, don't become the example. Learn from that example. We are to take God seriously. Go to 1 Corinthians 10. And stay there. We're going to read some more verses, but start reading with 1 to 6. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted.
زیرا ای برادران، نمیخواهم شما بی خبر باشید از اینکه پدران ما همه زیر ابر بودند و همه از دریا عبور نمودند و همه به موسی تعمید یافتند در ابر و در دریا، همه همان خوراک روحانی را خوردند، همه همان آشامیدنی روحانی را نوشیدند، زیرا که می نوشیدند از صخره روحانی است که به ایشان می آمد و اون صخره مسیح بود، اما از اکثر ایشان خدا راضی نبود، زیرا که در بیابان انداخته شدند و این امر نمونه‌ای برای ما شدند تا ما خواستار چیزهای بدی نباشیم چنان که ایشان خواستار بودند.
Now we have all these examples in the Bible.
همه این نمونه‌هایی که تا مقدس داریم.
Yeah, of things that happened to people.
اتفاقایی که
because they disobeyed God, because they sinned against God.
از خدا، گناه از خدا،
these are given to us as an example. Now these people here are overthrown, read, destroyed in the wilderness. They died in the wilderness. Yeah. And we should look at them as examples. So we would not lust after evil things as they did. We should learn from these stories. We should learn from the story of Ananias and Sapphira. But read on, 7 to 12.
Neither
be ye idolaters, as for some of them, as is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and those to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
و نباید پرست شوید مثل بعضی از ایشان، چنان که مکتوب است، قوم برای خوردن و نوشیدن نشستند و برای لهو و لهب برپا شدند. و نه زنا کنیم چنان که بعضی از ایشان کردند و در یک روز 23,000 نفر هلاک گشتند. و نه مسیح را امتحان کنیم چنان که بعضی از ایشان کردند و از مارها هلاک گردیدند. و نه شکایت کنید چنان که بعضی از ایشان کردند و هلاک کننده ایشان را هلاک کرد. و این همه چون نمونه به دیشان واقع شد و برای تذکر ما مکتوب گردید که اواخر عالم به ما رسیده است.
Yeah. So here are some things mentioned.
Fornication. زنا.
Now, there's 23,000 people who died in one day because they committed the sin of fornication. That's an example for us today. Don't commit the same sins. Don't take that same path. These people were destroyed because of their sin.
Yeah.
Oh, they were murmurers. And they were destroyed.
That's
an example to you and me. So we don't murmur. Yeah, these examples are given so we don't do those things.
Yeah.
And God doesn't change. These stories are valid for us today.
Yeah,
because of course the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. Yes, Ananias and Sapphira became examples. And it worked because all people feared. You think anybody would sell their possessions and say, oh, I sold it for this while it was another amount after this? No. They fear God enough now to not lie against the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
it draw their attention. Hey, this is serious. 1 Timothy 5:20. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
آنانی که گناه کنند پیش همه توبیخ فرما تا دیگران بترسند.
People being set as an example because of sin.
همه نمونه شدند به خاطر گناه.
So that also others may fear.
همه بترسند.
Yeah. And then the next effect of what happened here is that people got saved.
As we'll see. Yeah,
because of what happened to Ananias and
Sapphira.
Because there were signs.
نمونه شدن
برای فرس 12 و 16
آیه 12 و 16
and by the hands of the apostles for many signs and wonders wrought among the people and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch and of the rest there's no man joined himself to them but the people magnified them and believers were the more added to the Lord multitudes both of men and women insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about in Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone.
Which verse?
12 to 16.
و آیات و معجزات بسیاری از دستهای رسولان در میان مردم به ظهور می رسید و همه به یک دل در رواق سلیمان می بودند. اما هیچ کس از دیگران جرأت نمی کرد که به ایشان ملحق شود اما مردم ایشان را محترم می داشتند و ایمانداران را به خداوند بیشتر می پیوستند و گروهی بسیاری از مردان و زنان تا آنجایی که مریضان را در کوچه ها و بیرون آوردند و بر بسترها و تختا خوابانیدند تا وقتی که پتروس می گذرد دست کم سایه او بر بعضی از ایشان بیفتد و گروهی از شهرهای اطراف اورشلیم بیماران و رنج دیدگان ارواح پلید را آورده جمع شدند و همه ایشان شفا یافتند.
Yeah. Many signs and wonders were done at the hands of the apostles.
دست رسولان اتفاق افتاد.
And I explained this the previous weeks.
هفته پیش بهتون گفتم.
Yeah. These signs authenticated the message of the apostles.
که پیام رسولان واقعی بود.
They were not just people giving their ideas. They were bringing forth the word of God. And people could know that because it came with power. Now this judgment that took place on Ananias and Sapphira showed this was a message with power. Yeah, it was a message from God for the people. And of course, it was a message of salvation, but it also was a message of holy living. Yeah, living in reverence to God. Read verse 17 and 18. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison.
اما کاهنان اعظم و همه رفقایش که از فرقه صدوقیان برخواسته با تنفر پر گشتند و بر رسولان دست انداخته و ایشان را در زندان عمومی انداختند.
So the high priest,
کاهن اعظم,
so called the most important religious leader,
بزرگترین رهبر مذهبی اون زمان,
he's rising up against what is happening.
Now
what was just happening?
چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
All these people got healed, the sick got
healed. همه شفا پیدا کردن, همه معجزه انجام شد. به جای اینکه خوشحال شه چیکار کرد؟
He sees this new doctrine being spread around the city. He had already tried earlier to stop them in the previous chapters. But the apostles had not listened. They had responded to him like, "Hey, who should we listen to? To God or to you?" Yeah, his authority is undermined.
And
he doesn't like it. So he decides to put him in prison. He tries to force them. What God has told them to do. Yeah, but he is not the higher authority. God is the higher authority. And of course we are to obey God rather than men. Read verse 19 and 20. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.
شبانگاهان فرشته خداوند درهای زندان را باز کرده و ایشان را بیرون آورده و گفت بروید در معبد ایستاده و تمام سخنان این حیات را به مردم بگویید.
High priest puts him in prison, wants to stop the message.
جلوی پیام رو بگیره
God takes him out of prison.
Yeah,
sending an angel.
و فرشته خداوند درش رو میاره.
With instruction.
با این دستوری که
Go to the temple.
برو معبد.
Yeah. Go preach.
برو موعظه
کن. Go speak to the people.
برو با مردم صحبت کن.
Yeah. Go spread that doctrine.
برو پیام خوشت و پیام انجیل رو به همه برس.
Read 21 to 25.
21 تا 25 رو بخون.
And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, "The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within." Now, when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people."
و چون این را شنیدند سرگاهان به معبد در آمده تعلیم دادن اما کاهن اعظم رفیقانش آمده اهل شورا و تمام مشایخ بنی اسرائیل را فرا خوانده به زندان فرستادند تا ایشان را حاضر سازند پس خادمه رفته ایشان را در زندان نیافتن و برگشتن و خبر دادند گفتند که زندان با امنیت کامل بسته و پاسبانان را بیرون جلوی درهای ایستاده یافتیم اما چون باز کردیم هیچ کس در آن نیافتیم چون کاهن و سردار سپاه معبد و رؤسای کاهنان این سخنان را شنیدند درباره ایشان در حیرت افتادند که این چه خواهد شد آنگاه کسی آمد و ایشان را خبر داد که گفت اینک آن کسانی که محبوس نمودی در معبد ایستاده مردم را تعلیم می‌دهند
Now did the apostles go into hiding?
قایم شدن فرار کردن و قایم شدن نه برعکس
They obeyed the instructions
اطاعت خداوند کردن
And they're in the temple at the earliest moment
از کله سحر شروع کردن موعظه کردن
preaching
موعظه
Yeah and The high priest and those who want to bring judgment on them. They discovered that the prison is empty. And that the apostles are doing exactly what they told them not to do. Now read 26. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned.
پس سردار سپاه با خادمه رفته ایشان را آوردند اما نه به زور زیرا اگر قوم ترسیدند که مبادا ایشان را سنگسار کنند.
So they are ordered to fetch them.
بهشون گفتم برو بگیرشون.
They bring them without violence.
بدون زور با احترام.
Was it because they were nice?
چون آدمای خوبی بودند. نه.
They were just fearing the people.
از مردم می‌ترسیدند.
Yeah, the fact that it mentioned this means they would have used violence.
به این نکته اشاره می‌کنه که
If they would not have feared the people.
خدا اگر نمی‌ترسیدند استفاده میکردن.
Yeah, the fear of people who had seen all the signs and wonders.
قدرتشون. اما مردمی که همه معجزات.
Who knew these things were happening?
We knew things were true. خداوند داره انجام میده کارهایی که خداوند
انجام میده. And heard the teachings.
و معجزه ها رو میشنیدن خطرناک.
Now read verse 27-29.
27-29.
And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in his name?" And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
و چون ایشان را به مجلس حاضر کرده برپا بداشتند کاهن اعظم از ایشان پرسیده گفت مگر شما را اکیدن نفرمودیم که بدین از تعلیم مدهید همانا اورشلیم را به اون تعلیم خود پر ساخته اید و میخواهید خون این مرد را به گردن ما فرو دارید پتروس و رسولان در جواب گفتند خدا را باید بیشتر از انسان اطاعت نمود خدای پدران ما عیسی را برخیزانید که شما به صلیب کشیدید و کشته شد. Which verse?
27-29. Yeah, so basically what is the high priest saying?
کاهن اعظم چی میگه؟
Why don't you listen to me?
چرا حرف منو گوش نمیکنی؟
Why don't you stop teaching in his name?
چرا دست نمیکشین در نامش موعظه کنی؟
Don't you see that you filled Jerusalem with your doctrine?
اورشلیم رو با درسای خودتون پر کردی؟
Yeah, and why are you blaming the blood of this man on us?
چرا مردو به گردن
Can you please stop doing that?
دست بکشین از این کار.
Now here's the answer.
جوابشون چیه؟
Hey Mr. High Priest.
ای کاهن اعظم.
You don't have authority over us.
تو قدرت نداری جلوی
Hey, Mr. Government,
دولت عزیز,
you don't have authority over us.
روی من قدرت
yeah, we are to obey God rather than men.
ما باید از خدا اطاعت کنیم نه انسان.
Yes, we have filled Jerusalem with our doctrine.
ما اورشلیم رو با تمام اعتقاداتمون پر کردیم.
The truth.
با حقیقت.
Yeah, the gospel that can save.
انجیل عیسی مسیح که میتونه همه نجات بده. کلام خداوندی که میتونه همه آزاد کنه.
And yes, you are guilty of the death of Jesus Christ.
شما محکوم مرگ عیسی مسیح هستید.
You were the instigators.
شما کسی هستین که با دست خودتون
مسیح رو instrumental of getting that done.
شما کسی هستین که به این وادار کردین این کارو بکنید.
Verse 30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree.
خدای پدران ما عیسی را برخیزانید که شما به صلیب کشیده و کشتید.
Yeah, the apostles were very clear who were to blame for the death of Jesus Christ.
مرگ عیسی مسیح کیه همتون شما.
Yeah, we've seen it in chapter 2, 3, 4 and 5.
دیدیمش.
Yeah, the Jews were responsible. Their religious leaders were responsible.
مسئول بودن.
And God holds them accountable for it.
خداوند اونها رو وادار کرد.
You slew Jesus. was from God. You hanged him on a tree.
Yeah.
He is rubbing his
head. Read
verse 31 or 33. Him had God exalted with his right hand to be the prince and savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them.
او را خدا بر دست راست خود بالا برده، سرور و نجات دهنده ساخت تا اسرائیل را توبه و آمرزش گناهان بخشد. و ما هستیم شاهدان او بر این امور، چنان که روح القدس نیز است که خدا او را به همه مطیعان او عطا فرموده است. چون شنیدند دل ریش گشته مشورت کردند که ایشان را به قدر رساند.
Now, where did we also heard something similar to this?
در مقایسه
they were cut to the heart.
Oh,
we saw something similar in Acts 2. Remember how it says they were pricked to the heart?
Now,
what was the response in Acts 2? What shall we do? We have done wrong. How do you fix this? Yeah, can this even be fixed?
آیا میشه اشتباهمون رو درست کرد؟
And of course, the answer was yes.
جوابش بله.
Yeah, but what I want to point out is that the word of the word of God is doing its work.
کارش رو تو قلب مردم انجام میده.
Yeah, and the response next two was that they received the word.
جواب اونها این بود که کلام رو دریافت کردن.
And then people got reconciled with God.
و بقیه با خدا آشتی کردن.
Now go to Hebrews 4:12.
عبرانیان 4:12.
Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
زیرا کلام خدا زنده و مقتدر و برنده تر از هر شمشیر دو دم و فرو رونده تا جدا کند جان و روح و مفاصل و مغز را و سنجشگر افکار و نیت‌های قلب است.
The word of God has power.
کلام خداوند قدرت.
When somebody hears the word of God,
وقتی یک کسی کلام خدا را می‌شنوه,
it's going to do a work.
کار می‌کنه کلام.
Now in Acts 5,
در اعمال رسولان
it's also doing a work.
داره کار می‌کنه.
It said they were cut to the heart.
باید از ته قلبشون کار کرد.
But then they took counsel to slay them.
و اونها به حضور خدا
بودن. Their response to the word is that they are rejecting it.
نتیجه جوابشون به کلام رد کردن کلام بوده.
The word of God is not neutral.
خداوند بی‌طرف نیست.
When it is spoken, it forces a response.
وقتی صحبت میکنه مجبور میکنه
جواب بده. You can be exposed to the word of God and there is no effect.
در کلام خداوند تو زندگیمون کار کنه و تاثیر
بذاره. It is powerful.
پرقدرته.
Yeah. It cuts into the heart.
در قلب‌های ما
it divides, it divides soul and spirit.
جان‌ها و روح‌ها رو از هم جدا می‌کنه.
Listen to Isaiah 55 verse 11. Isaiah 55 verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it.
همچنان خواهد بود کلام من که از دهانم صادر می شود. بی ثمر نزد من باز نخواهد گشت، بلکه آنچه را خواستم به جا خواهد آورد. و در آنچه آن را به انجامش فرستادم کامران خواهد شد.
God's word will not return empty when it's spoken. It will accomplish what it's designed to do. It will force a response. Either people come closer to Christ, it will draw them because they receive the word, or it will push them further away from God
and things of God
because they reject it.
چون انجیل رو گناه
But it's not neutral.
اما بی طرف نیست یا میان یا دور میشن.
Go to Acts 5 again and read verses 34 till 39.
34 تا 39 اعمال رسولان فصل 5.
Then stood there upon in the council a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had a reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. And said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Titius, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee, in the days of the taxing and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel of or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against God.
اما شخصی فریسی قزلاری نام که معلم شریعت و نزد تمامی مردم محترم بود در مجلس برخواسته فرمود تا رسولان را ساعتی بیرون برند. پس ایشان را گفت ای مردان اسرائیل مواظب باش از آن چه می‌خواهید با این اشخاص بکنید. زیرا قبل از این ایام تیودان نامی برخواسته خود را کسی می‌پنداشت و گروهی قریب به 400 نفر به دو پیوسته او را کشته شد و پیروانش نیز پراکنده و به هیچ رسیدند. و بعد از او یهودای جلیلی در ایام سرشماری قیام کرد و جمعی در پی خود کشید. او نیز هلاک شد و همه پیروانش پراکنده شدند. الان به شما میگویم از این مردم دست بردارید و ایشان را واگذارید. زیرا اگر این قصد و عمل از انسان باشد خود تباه خواهد شد. ولی از خدا باشد نمیتوانید آن را براندازید. مبادا معلوم شود که با خدا جنگ میکنید. Only 39?
So if we look at this, we even might say, oh, this Gamaliel guy, he's one of the better Pharisees. Yeah? Now, what he says is not untrue. Yeah, there's wisdom in what he says. Yeah? But I believe he's not as nice.
So,
because here's what he's basically saying.
Yeah?
Just leave them alone and they will fail. Yeah? They will just fade away. Yeah, why? Because he sees Jesus and the apostles just as these other guys that went around. And these group went away by themselves. Now, of course he's wrong. Because the apostles are actually of God. And they are actually finding themselves fighting against God. Yeah, but what I want you to notice from this is that because they're from God, they cannot be overthrown. And the same is for the church today. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can throw over
هیچ چیز به هیچ وجه نمیتونه.
The local New Testament church.
کلیسای محلی عیسی مسیح.
There is no outside force that can stop us.
هیچ خارج از کلیسا نیست که بتونه جلوی
the church of God. Now, of course, as Christians, we could move away from God, and that can cause the church to be destroyed. Yeah, we are capable of destroying the local church ourselves
for
sin, to apathy,
so
we get to a place where Jesus removes our candlestick,
yeah,
because he only has the authority to do that, but no external force can do that.
Satan
and his people cannot destroy us.
Yeah,
go to Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against us, again thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
هر سلاحی که بر ضد تو ساخته شود کارگر نخواهد افتاد. هر زبانی که در محاکمه بر ضد تو برخیزد تکذیب خواهی کرد. این است میراث خادمان خداوند و دفاع من از حقیقت ایشان این است فرموده خداوند.
We don't have to fear the world.
ما نباید از دنیا بترسیم.
The world cannot destroy us.
دنیا نمیتونه ما رو نابود کنه.
Only God has an authority.
فقط خداوند قادره.
And as we are, if we as Christians are doing what we're supposed to be doing,
we are in good hands.
Now, remember a couple of weeks ago we finished talking about the seven churches in the book of Revelation. Now, what did he say to the church in Philadelphia? He said, I have set an open door and no man can shut it.
من در رو باز کردم و هیچ کسی
no force can shut that door if God opens it.
هیچ کسی نمیتونه دری رو که خداوند باز میکنه ببنده.
What was also said about this church?
چی میگی در مورد
اون؟ Oh, they had little strength.
قدرت کمی داشتن.
The reason nobody can share that is because it's God's hand. And God ultimately decides if a church exists or not.
Yeah.
No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper.
Ephesians
40. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
پس به سخنان او رضایت دادند. رسولان را حاضر ساخته تازیانه زدند و قدغن نمودند که دیگر به نام عیسی حرف نزنند و ایشان را مرخص کردند.
So they're getting a beating. They're let go.
ولشون میکنه
told, و بعد گفتند don't talk about Jesus.
دیگه صحبت نکن در مورد عیسی.
What is the result?
نتیجه چی شد؟
Read verse 41 and 42.
41 و 42.
And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name, and daily in the temple and every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
ایشان از حضور اهل شورا شادی کنان رفتند، زیرا که شایسته آن شمرده شدند که به جهت نام او اهانت ببینند و هر روزه در معبد و خانه ها از تعالیم و مژده دادن به عیسی مسیح از دست
What did it do? It strengthened them.
قدرت بهشون داد
خداوند.
شادی کردن به خاطر که ارزش اینو داشتن که به خاطر نام مسیح
شدن داشتن.
قوت قلب گرفتن و تشویق شدن.
And daily in the temple,
و هر روزه تو
کلیسا. And in every house,
در هر خونه و هر جا.
They preached Jesus.
عیسی مسیح رو موعظه کردن.
Yeah. We should never ever let anybody stop us to preach Jesus.
اجازه نباید بدیم.
Not in the church.
نام مسیح رو اجازه
not in the homes.
چه تو کلیسامون چه تو خونمون جلومون رو بگیریم.
We should never let us intimidate by the enemies of God. Not by any government. We should not be afraid. Yeah? Because we know no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And in fact, if we are persecuted, if they come against us, it's going to make us stronger, not weaker. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.